Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨.
Thank you. That was nice and loud.
大家好,大聲,
As you can see on the board,
大家在這個黑板上,這個白板上看到嗎?
This is my testimony.
這是我的見證.
However, I want to start by saying,
但是我想開始的時候想講一個
My purpose in this testimony
我講這個見證的目的
is to cover my background
是讓大家知道我的背景
and then my testimony and calling
然後我的見證和我的被呼召
I want to thank Yahweh
我要感謝雅偉
and you all
和你們大家
for this opportunity
給我這個機會
to share with you
和我分享
the events of my journey
我漫長的旅程
through a long blessed life
這是漫長而被祝福的旅程
not many in this world
世界上不是很多人
would consider our lives blessed
会认为我的生命是被祝福
but I thank God
但我感谢神
for the true treasure
赐我这个真正的财富
that he gives us
他给我们每一个人
please ask me afterwards
如果你有什么问题可以之后问我
If you want to know anything,
你想了解多些什麼的東西呢?
Any word
什麼的字?
That I use,
我用過的?
Now I will begin.
我現在要開始了。
First of all, I will pray.
首先我要一起禱告。
Thank you so much, our Father.
我們天父,我們非常感謝你
For being here with us
和我們的同在
You and your Son
你和你的兒子
You great, wonderful, blessed Spirit
你奇妙而偉大的聖靈
We ask your love
我們祈求你的愛
To be in our hearts.
充滿我們的心,
and the words that you are going to show us.
而且你要向我們顯示你的話語,
as we heard in that hymn.
正如我們剛才的詩歌所聽到的,
will soften our hardened hearts.
會軟化我們的心,
we thank you for sending your Son.
我們感謝你賜下你的兒子
And I wish now to start this testimony
而我現在開始分享我的見證
In the blessed name of your wonderful and glorious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen
是奉你奇妙的祝福的愛子耶穌基督 Amen
Now, if I can take you back
如果我能夠將你帶回 去以前
To Corinth
去哥林多
Which was a church that Paul looked after
保羅是照顧的教會
The people in the church in Corinth
哥林多教會裡的人
Were just like us
就好像我們一樣
As Apostle Paul looked around
正如使徒保羅在周圍看一看
He saw the brothers and sisters
他看到哥林多弟兄姊妹
He was filled with godly love
他是充滿了敬虔的愛
Technical problems, I'm afraid
Okay, it's okay
It's okay Oh, I had it upside down.
我即係調轉咗。
You forgive me.
啊，聽完係嘛？
In 1 Corinthians,
在哥林多前書
1:19,
一章十九節
and 26 to 27,
和26至27節
As God says in the scriptures,
正如是神在經上所講的
I will destroy the wisdom
我要滅絕智慧人
of all who claim
的智慧
to be wise. I will confuse those
廢棄
who think they know so much.
那些聰明的聰明以為他知道很多的事的人
He's talking about the wise of the world.
他是講緊世界上
in this scripture.
世界上的人以為智慧的人
The successful people.
那些成功的人
thathave success,
那些是生命有成功成就。
Not us.
不是我们。
We are the weak of the world.
我们是世上看为软弱的人。
That they consider weak.
其他人以为我们是软弱的。
Because we follow the scriptures.
因为我们跟从圣经。
Verse 26.
26节。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊,
think of what you were called,
回想你们蒙召的背景,
what you were. Only a few of you were wise by human standards,
按照人的看法, 有智慧的不多,
not many were influential,
有权势的也不多,
not many were of noble birth.
家世尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish of the world.
神却拣选了人看为愚笨的。
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
叫智慧的羞愧。
And the weak things.
又拣选了人看为软弱的。
To shame the strong.
叫那强壮的羞愧。
Now, Paul, Apostle Paul, was of noble birth.
使徒保罗是家世尊贵的。
He was of the tribe of Benjamin.
因为他是便雅悯支派的人。
And he, was very successful in law.
他是很成功的。
He was accepted by The Roman governor, Festus.
他是被罗马的总督菲斯都所认识所接受。
He was possibly descended from King Saul, who was the first king in Israel.
他可能是以色列第一位的王，扫罗王的后裔。
So he was a successful man and God chose him.
他是一个成功的人，所以神拣选了他
to call the Gentiles
去呼召外邦人。
So he was a late apostle.
他是一个比较迟先加入成为使徒的。
But one of the most important apostles.
但亦都是其中一个最重要的使徒。
Why do we have tribulation in the world?
我们在这个世上为什么会有苦难呢？
Could it be that God wants to work with us?
会不会是神要在我们的身上去工作?
As we are the weak of the world.
因为我们被看为是软弱的人。
He is able, therefore, to develop his character in us.
他是能够在我们身上发展他的品格。
These are a few of the characteristics in the world.
以下啲世上喺世上嘅一人嘅一啲嘅特征。
And the faithful Christians.
同埋 忠诚嘅基督徒嘅一啲嘅特征。
So if we have a look at those，
所以我睇一睇嗰啲特征啦。
There's a contrast，
系一个嘅对比。
Proud in the world，
骄傲嘅。
They have ego，
自我。
They can be violent，
暴力。
Earthly and carnal，
属地或者属肉体。
Self-willed，
好任性。
And deceptive，
欺骗人嘅。
That's only a few of their characteristics，
呢啲只系其中嘅一啲嘅几个嘅特征啦。
Whereas God wants to develop in us，
但系神要喺我哋身上去发展嘅。
He wants us to be humble，
神要我哋系要谦逊嘅。
Forgiving，
宽恕人嘅。
Peaceable，
和平嘅。
Heavenly，
属天嘅。
Minded， heavenly minded。Faithful，
忠诚嘅。
And guileless，
系朴实嘅。
Jesus Christ once made a comment，
耶稣曾经有一次咁讲
about a man who was guileless，
关于一个人系好朴实。
That means he wasn't deceptive，
佢系唔会呃人嘅。
So that is what we should become， no deception。
这个就是我们应该成为的，就是不会去欺骗人，很真诚的。
Now, I want to move on from that。
我要继续由这里开始继续讲下去。
My grandfather was a Catholic。
我的祖父，即我爷爷，是一个天主教徒。
And he met my grandmother, who was from a Jewish family。
他遇到了来自一个犹太家庭我的妈妈。
They ignored the objections and threats from both families。
他们不顾双方家人的反对和威胁。
They married，
结了婚。
Both families disowned them，
两个家族都断绝了他们。
And cut them off from any，
跟他们的关系。
The Catholic family owned a fleet of ships. This one is called the Emma.
天主教的家庭是拥有一艘的船，这艘船的船名叫做艾玛号。
And this was owned by my great-grandparents.
这个是由我祖父母拥有的，曾祖父母。
They owned a shipping business.
他们在一个的航运的生意。
And the Jewish family owned a coal yard business，
犹太的家庭就拥有一个煤矿的生意。
My grandmother had met my grandfather while working in the same family business。
我的祖父母在他们的家族的生意工作上的时候认识的。
At that time，coal was taken around the coastline of the UK by ship。
当时煤炭是通过船运到英国的海岸线周围。
And the coal fueled the machines of the time。
那些煤矿是为当时的机器提供的燃料。
Religion and the times in which they lived destroyed my family。
宗教同埋佢哋嘅生活嘅时代摧毁咗我嘅家庭。
And affected all generations afterwards to terrible poverty and exclusion。
呢个让几代嘅人都受到可怕嘅贫困同埋排斥嘅影响。
However，
但系
my Catholic paternal great-grandmother had lost two sons in the trenches of Belgium in World War One。
我嘅天主教嘅曾祖母，即系我嘅太嫲啦，喺第一次世界大战中，佢喺比利时嘅战壕中，佢失去咗两个嘅仔。
The only surviving son was my grandfather.
唯一幸存嘅仔就係我嘅爺爺。
And even though he was cut off and rejected,
儘管爺爺係被孤立同埋拒絕，
she begged him not to go in the army.
但係泰瑪就懇求佢千祈唔好去參軍。
He then hid in a forest.
然後我爺爺就匿埋喺個森林裏面。
And caught pneumonia and died.
佢係得咗肺炎而死去。
My grandmother had 6 children.
我嘅祖母有6個嘅孩子。
With no support.
冇任何嘅支持。
She had to take in washing to feed her children.
佢只能夠靠洗衣服嚟喂養佢啲仔女。
She was denied any support from the parish.
而且佢亦都得唔到教區嘅任何嘅支持。
There was no social security at that time.
當時係冇社會嘅保障。
The parish was a church-run charity of financial aid.
教區係教會經營嘅經濟援助嘅慈善機構。
She was denied any help because they said she had wealthy relatives.
佢係被拒絕提供任何嘅幫助，因為佢哋話佢有富有嘅親戚。
She was forced to put most of her children into a children's home.
佢被迫咧將佢大部分嘅仔女送入一個兒童之家。
The people working in the children's homes believed that if you were poor, it was because you were a sinner.
當時喺兒童之家工作嘅人相信，如果你係貧窮，咁就係因為你係一個罪人。
My mother was the youngest child in the family.
我媽媽係屋企裏面最細嘅仔女。
And what had happened to her in the children's home affected her life and also her brother's life.
佢喺兒童之家發生嘅事情影響咗佢嘅生活，亦都影響到兄弟嘅生活。
As she was told that she was from the gutter.
因為佢被人告知話佢係來自坑渠，即係來自呢個貧民區啦。
This is because her father did not go to war.
因為佢嘅爸爸冇去參軍打仗啊。
Years later,
多年後
I was told the same thing.
我同樣係被告知話俾我聽係咁同樣嘅事情。
This was because of the status of my birth.
咁係因為我出生時嘅身份。
Those accusations came from the church organizations and people.
呢啲指控係嚟自教會組織同埋人士。
It is the same attitude that Jesus was told by the religious Pharisees.
呢個正正亦都係同樣嘅呢啲嘅控告係當時嘅法利賽人。
When they said that a demon possessed him.
所以當呢啲宗教嘅法利賽人係佢哋指控耶穌話係被鬼附身嘅。
Beware of self-righteous religious philosophy.
他們表達同樣的態度的時候，所以我們要提防當時無處不在的自以為義的這個宗教的哲學。
Which was everywhere at that time. I was an only child.
我是獨生女。
My mother was deserted by her fiancé.
當我媽媽懷我的時候，佢俾佢未婚夫抛弃咗。
And when she fell pregnant, she lost her job. When they saw she was pregnant,
当周围嘅人睇到佢，知道佢系怀孕啦，做未婚妈妈啦，咁佢就失去咗佢工作。
And became homeless because she couldn't pay her rent.
佢因为俾唔起房租，佢就成为无家可归。
She had to go into the workhouse, which is a home for all the injured and homeless veterans from World War I.
所以佢冇办法啦，迫于无奈，佢要去入住呢个叫做济贫院。咁济贫院系所有第一次世界大战中受伤同埋无家可归嘅退伍军人嘅屋企。
I was born 2 days before World War II.
而我喺第二次世界大战前2日出世啊。
My mother had met and married a Maltese man who was violent and abusive.
我嘅妈妈遇到咗，并且嫁咗俾一个有暴力倾向，而且会虐待人嘅马耳他嘅男人。
After many beatings of my mother,
我妈妈受到多次嘅被牛去殴打之后
，We escaped one night when a young policeman helped me out of the window.
有一个晚上，我哋系逃走咗出嚟，系当时有一个嘅年轻嘅警察去帮我从喺个窗口里边系抱咗出嚟。
I grabbed the coats off the rack by the window.
我顺手喺窗口旁窗边嘅一个架上边攞起咗几件嘅外套。
These became our bed and blanket on the floor for 6 months.
呢啲就成为我喺地上铺嘅床同埋被嘅被啦，为呢个嘅情况维持咗6个月。
Even though it was hard for us, I was at peace.
虽然系对我嚟讲系比较困难，但系我系好满有平安。
Her brother Tommy was in the army during World War II.
妈妈嘅哥哥 Tommy 喺二战期间佢系参军。
And his captain was a wealthy property owner with many apartments.
佢嘅队长系一个好有钱嘅业主，拥有好多嘅公寓，好多嘅房屋。
Tommy was killed and the war was over.
Tommy 系被喺战争中死亡，咁跟住战争就结束啦。
The captain looked for Tommy's sister.
队长系喺度寻找紧 Tommy 嘅妹妹。
Tommy was killed in the jungles of Manama, used to be called Borneo.
Tommy 就喺缅甸嘅丛林中系被杀嘅。
And he is still in an unmarked grave.
而佢而家仍然喺一个冇标记嘅坟墓里边。
After the war,
战争结束后
，Tommy's captain found my mother.
Tommy 嘅队长揾到我妈妈。
He sympathized with our situation.
佢好同情我哋嘅处境。
And the wealthy captain let my mother have one of his apartments.
呢个富有钱嘅队长让我嘅妈妈住喺佢其中一套嘅公寓里边。
The apartment was to be kept a secret from her husband.
而呢个嘅地方居住嘅地方要嘅话唔俾佢嘅丈夫，俾我妈妈嘅丈夫知道啊呢个嘅保密嘅。
This was a blessing from God.
呢个系神嘅祝福。
As property was scarce because of the bombing of many houses that were destroyed.
因为当时的轰炸导致很多的房屋被摧毁。
Even though it was a totally empty Victorian apartment.
所以房屋是非常缺乏啦，尽管这个是一个完全空荡荡的维多利亚式的公寓。
With outside facilities.
只有外边的设施。
I was at peace.
但我很平安。
Now, my testimony.
好，而家我嘅。
That's the background.
呢个就系我嘅见证嘅背景啦。
God deals with us throughout our life and prepares us.
喺我哋嘅生命里边，神一直喺度对付喺我哋生命里边工作。
For His calling.
去预备我哋去俾佢呼召。
I heard the broadcast. From Mr. Armstrong on Radio Luxembourg.
我在卢森堡广播电台听到Armstrong 先生的广播。
It was a Sunday evening in 1954.
那时就是在1954年的一个的主日的晚上。
I was 14 years, I think, old.
我想我那时大概14岁左右。
I was at my friend's house.
我在一个朋友家里面。
They had a radio.
他们有一套同步的收音机。
To listen to pop music.
可以听流行音乐吗？
Because on Luxembourg, there was the only channel we could get once a week.
因为那个卢森堡电台是我们唯一能够收到的广播的频道，即是每个礼拜收一次。
I heard a few moments of preaching by Mr. Armstrong.
我听了Armstrong 先生的几分钟的讲道。
Before my friend switched the radio off.
就在我的朋友是熄机之前听到
了。I was convicted of the Holy Spirit.
我被圣灵感动了。
It was the same time as my love of the truth.
而正正是就是同时间我开始了我对真理的爱慕。
I was too young to pursue the calling.
但当时我仍然我是太过年轻了，没办法继续追求这个的呼召。
And the calling frightened me.
而且天父的这个呼召也都让我感到有点害怕。
Later, when I was a teenager, I was 18, I joined the WAF, the Women's Royal Air Force.
当我之后呢，当我18岁的时候，我加入了这个 WRAF 就是英国皇家女子空军。
And I was sent to Northern Ireland and Germany.
我被差派到去北爱尔兰和德国。
While in Germany, I met an American serviceman.
在德国的时候，我遇到一个位美军的军人，美国军人。
After much persuasion of me,
佢游说咗我好多次游说咗我之后。
We married.
我哋结咗婚。
And I went with him to America.
咁我就同佢去咗美国度生活。
We had two children.
我哋有两个嘅细蚊仔。
But because of cruel treatment.
但由于佢嘅残酷嘅对待。
I lost the second.
我就失去咗我第二个嘅孩子。
She only lived for a day.
佢只係生存咗一日啫。
Then my husband left me.
然後我的丈夫又離開咗我。
And I became homeless.
我就變得無家可歸。
The first of many times.
呢個就係好多次嘅第一次。
And with a child.
同埋並且我嗰個當時有一個仲有一個孩子啦。
We were married less than 2 years.
我哋結婚都唔到兩年。
I remember praying about.What I should do.
我记得我当时祷告说我跟着来怎样做呢应该做什么呢
And then I thought, I should borrow some money from his family.
然后我就想起我应该向他的家人借一些钱。
And go back to England.
然后回来英国。
I was completely homeless 6 more times after that.
之后我亦都有完全嘅无家可归六次啊。
So 7 times in all.
所以总共有7次嘅无家可归。
Now, why is this?
但系点解咧呢啲会发生咧
？Because God is dealing with you.
因为神系要对付你。
I was a proud person.
我系以前系一个嘅骄傲嘅人。
I had to learn.To trust God.
我要学习去信靠神。
I must have been proud because I was homeless 7 times in all.
我一定是即是以前真的很骄傲，所以因为我曾经7次的无家可归，没地方可以住。
So God takes a raw person.
所以神要将一个的很粗糙的人。
With all their experiences.
他拥有所有的人生的经历啦。
and their faults.
佢哋嘅不足嘅之处。
And he gradually changes you.
然后佢慢慢嘅去改变你。
Sometimes it's very painful.
有时系好痛苦嘅。
But he says, every child he loves, he chastises.
但系佢曾经话过，佢每一个所爱嘅，佢会去管教佢。
Otherwise, you're not his child.
否则你唔会系佢嘅仔女。
John and I eventually were married in 1969.
John 同我最后喺1969年嘅又结婚。
We had to sell our home twice.
我哋需要系卖我哋屋两次卖，要卖我哋间屋。
More due to the economic recession
in our
country.
因为当时国家英国嘅经济衰退啦，我哋要两次买屋。
Now we just rent houses.
现在我们只是租屋而已，住而已。
And it's not all bad.
那这个并不是一定是坏事。
Because we're not citizens of this world.
因为我们不是这世上的国民。
Our citizenship, our passport, if you like, is the Holy Spirit and puts us in heaven.
因为我们的国民身份或者我们的护照啊，系由圣灵所俾我哋喺天上嘅。
So whatever happens in this world does not matter。
所以无论喺呢个世上发生啲咩事都唔紧要嘅。
Philippians 3:20。
腓立比书三章二十节。
But we are citizens of heaven and eagerly wait for our Savior to come。From there, Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
So we walk differently from the world.
所以我们同世界上的人的所走的方向不同。
All these things happen to me.So that I could have less pride and learn to trust God.
这所有的事在发生在我身上，而是让我不再骄傲，学习会去信靠神。
This came true when I began to trust that He would take care of me.
当我开始相信信靠神会照顾我的时候，这一切都实现了。
My problems were so great.
我以前的问题是几咁嘅大。
At one time, that I couldn't think even 2 hours from now, and I had a child to look after.
大到因为我都唔能够去想两个钟头之后会发生咩嘢，因为我当时仲有个小朋友要照顾。
Now, this wonderful peace.Descended on me when I trusted God.
当我完全去信靠神的时候，这个的奇妙的平安就临到在我身上。
And I was extremely happy in myself, in spite of all the problems.
纵然有这么多的问题发生，但我是非常之开心的。
And overhead now, Philippians 4:7.
在腓立比书四章七节。
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必藉着基督耶稣保守你们的心怀意念。
As I said, it's not all bad, because God sent miracles to me.
我觉得唔系咁仲有其他，因为神系喺我身上系俾我经历过唔同嘅神迹。
Many times God saved my life.
神拯救我生命好多次。
And also performed miracles.
亦都创造咗神迹。
I have some examples.
我有一啲嘅例子嘅经历啊，同大家分享。
That was sent to encourage me in this evil world。
呢奇迹系赐俾我喺呢个嘅邪恶嘅世界。
During World War，
喺大战期间
，I was saved from a bomb explosion。
有一次嘅爆炸，我喺爆炸中系幸免于难。
During an air raid， that's when enemy planes.
当时有一次嘅空袭啦嘅事件啦。
We were going to the shelter。
我哋正正要去避难所啦，即系呢啲防空洞。
And my mother moved away from the door。
我妈妈刚刚从门边行开咗一阵间。
With me in her arms。
当时佢怀抱住我。
When a blast from a bomb blew through the door。
这个时候外面的一个炸弹爆炸而炸穿了道门。
And would have killed us both if my mother had not changed.
如果不是我妈妈刚刚行开了一段的距离，我们当时两个人都会被炸死。
Another time, a large window fell on my bed.
另外一次呢，有一个大的窗门就跌了我的床上。
I should have been sleeping in it after working all night.
我在工作了整个晚上之后，其实我应该平时会睡在那张床上面的。
The glass pierced the mattress.
那些玻璃是插穿了那个的床褥。
The sergeant gave me a drink of brandy.
那个沙展就给了我一啖的 brandy， 我定睛。
It's very nice. In a car crash, we were going to church.
当我们去教会的时候，有一次遇到一个车祸撞车。
It was as if time had stopped and we were safe.
咁啊，当有人撞到我哋嘅时候，我哋系冇死到啦。
I have had instant healings and sudden after some time healings。
我有即时嘅一个即系好似俾痊愈好翻嘅经历啦。
The church we were in followed to call on the elders of the church for prayer。
我当时的教会就是打电话给教会的长老，是请求他跟我们祷告。
They would send an anointed cloth, anointed with holy oil and prayer.
然后他们会带一块抹了圣油的布，和他们的祷告。
All these things encourage you.
然后俾我之后，我就即刻好翻啦。所以所有呢啲嘅嘢都系好鼓励我哋。
As the Bible says, experience leads to hope。
正如圣经讲到，经历系会引致呢个嘅盼望。
I was instantly healed。
我系立即嘅系被医好。
When we held each other, my friend.Who I'd not seen for years. When my friend and I held each other at church.
当我的朋友在教会里面和我互相拥抱的时候，我就立即是痊愈了，好翻了。
He had been away in America for years.
他之前去了美国好几年。
And when we saw each other,It was as if I had seen Jesus.
当我们见面的时候，我就感觉好像我见到耶稣一样。
I was filled with love for him.
我是对他充满了主的爱。
And then I was suddenly healed of a serious condition as soon as I touched him.
我有本来有些病，不同的病。是突然间是完全好翻，所以当我接触他的时候，我就突然间呢啲病又好翻。
And all kinds of minor illnesses.
同埋其他各种嘅小病都系。
I never took an aspirin for a headache for over 30 years.
啊，超过30年咧，我都唔需要食一粒嘅便利痛嗰类啦，止痛药系成30年都唔需要。
I just relied on God and prayer.
我只是依靠神同埋祷告。
Now, this is very important to me.
咁呢个系对我好重要嘅。嚟，跟住。
I had angelic comfort.
我系经历过天使，好似天使嘅安慰。
When I was so ill and near death.
当我系病得好犀利，几乎要病死嘅时候。
I was referred by the doctor to the hospital in Manchester.
当时医生转介了我去医院在曼彻斯特那里。
As I was losing lots of blood.
当时我是在那里失紧很多的血。
While I was waiting to be seen,
当我等待的时候呢
a man sat down next to me.
有个男人坐在我旁边。
And started talking in a gentle voice to me.
他开始很温柔地跟我讲说话。
I never looked up.
我没有抬头看
他。Or spoke to him.
我在跟他讲话。
He was very encouraging.
他很鼓励我。
After I was examined,
我检查完之后呢
I rushed out of the consulting room to thank him.
我冲出诊室，我想去向佢道谢。
But the chair where he was sat was empty.
但系佢坐嘅凳却系空嘅，冇人喺度。
I feel he was sent to strengthen me and encourage me.
我感觉佢系被差派嚟去鼓励我同安慰我。
Subsequently, when I was admitted to the hospital for investigation,
之后入院检查嘅时候。
I received 6 pints of whole blood and 2 pints of plasma.
我接受了6品脱的血，还有2品脱的血浆。
Food miracles.
食物的奇迹。
But like the container of oil, a shop owner, now I can explain what a container of oil references.It was when Elijah, the prophet Elijah, was sent to a widow during a famine.
就好似喺我就经历过一个好似一个一瓶嘅油嘅神迹啦。那个背景就喺以利亚系去到遇到一个撒法纳寡妇啊，佢嗰、那个嗰瓶嘅油嘅呢个神迹一样。
Because she baked him a cake with the last of her flour.
因为这个寡妇为以利亚去焗个饼啦。
He made the container of oil not run out. It just kept pouring and pouring and pouring.
大家记得个事迹嘛？嗰樽嘅油咧就系不断嘅都系有喺度啊，供应到系冇话短缺到，冇话会用完啊。
So that is the reference to a container of oil.
咁呢个就系呢个背景啊，呢个嘅呢瓶嘅呢樽嘅油。
And the shop owners, when I was shopping,
当我去
would give me food.
当我买嘢嘅时候，呢个嘅店主咧，吓佢喺我冇要求嘅情况底下，系供应俾我啲食物。
They would say, "Would you like some eggs?" And I'd have a big thing of eggs.
佢就问我咧：你要唔要啲蛋啊？原来有一大盘嘅蛋喺度。
I didn't ask them for anything.
我冇同佢要求过，问佢攞过。
But I was in need.
但其实当时我好需要呢啲嘅食物。
There was a special time. I was very poor.
亦都有一次，我当时我好穷啊吓。
I only had 1 loaf and 6 eggs.
穷到我只有一条嘅面包同埋6只嘅鸡蛋
，a little butter，
一啲嘅牛油
，and a small amount of cress，
仲有好少量嘅水芹菜。
I had asked for help from the church's men's club。
我向教会嘅男士俱乐部求助嘅，佢求佢帮助我一啲嘢。
To clear my large garden, which was overgrown in my rented house.
就係清理我租住嘅屋後面嘅大花園嗰啲雜草。
I boiled the eggs and made some sandwiches.
我煮咗啲雞蛋，然後做咗一啲嘅三文治。
A truck pulled up, a flatbed truck pulled up.
有架嘅平板嘅車啊，啲貨車嚟到停咗落嚟。
And about 30 men got out.
大概有30個嘅人落車。
Or at lunch time, they came in after working in the garden.
當佢哋做完咗之後啦，午餐之後咧，佢哋就入咗嚟啦。
And I made tea.
我沖咗茶俾佢哋。
And put one plate of sandwiches on the table.
然後喺台上放咗一盤嘅三文治。
They passed the plate around. They all sat around.
佢將呢一盤嘅三文治又傳佢哋嘅，佢圍埋一齊喺度坐。
When they all had enough, there was more left than when it started.
當佢哋都食飽嘅時候咧，剩低嚟嘅食物咧，比開始嘅時候仲多。
One of the men asked me, "How did you manage to feed us all?"
其中一個男人問我話：你係點樣能夠喂飽我哋所有嘅人呢
？I didn't have an answer.
我自己都冇答案啦。
It was amazing. It was a miracle.
呢個真係一個神蹟啊！
So we don't have to worry, even if we don't have anything.God will provide.
所以就算我哋好似一无所有，我哋唔需要担心，神会供应。
Lastly,
最后
about 15 years ago,
大概十五年前啦
，an angelic vision.
我经历一个天使嘅异象啊。
When I was concentrating on clearing my mind of unhealthy feelings.
当我喺度专心系清理紧我心里边一啲唔健康嘅情绪嘅时候
，When in my mind I reached my blood circulation to clear it of those unhealthy feelings，
当我感觉到喺我嘅思想里边啊，嗰、那个血液循环啊，流咗一转之后，即系清理咗我啲唔健康嘅思维嘅时候咧。
I opened my eyes.
我就擘大个眼。
And I saw an angel stood looking at me.
我就见到个天使企喺度望住我。
I wasn't afraid, but I was fascinated by his suit, which was silver.
当时我就唔感到害怕，但系我俾佢嘅衫嘅西装系吸引住，系通体银色嘅。
His eyes were large and elliptic，
佢嘅眼睛又大又有啲嘅椭圆形。
There was no pupil，
系冇瞳孔。
Instead, the eyes were like a fly's eyes，
而系好似乌蝇啊苍蝇咁样嘅眼。
Filled with small diamonds，
布满咗呢啲独立嘅好似钻小细细嘅钻石。
Which moved independently。
是独立的去移动的。
And flashed colors.
是有些闪烁的色彩。
The eyes had huge power.
眼睛有巨大的能力。
Then I was afraid.
当时我就有点怕。
I thought to close my eyes.
我努力的想眯埋眼。
And eventually he let me.
最后他给我合埋对眼。
When I stood up,To confront him.
当我起身想转身去望住佢嘅时候
，He disappeared.
佢就突然间消失咗。
I'm sure that many of you have had these experiences.
我相信你哋当中亦都可能有类似嘅经历啊。
It's recognizing them.
但系我哋能唔能够睇到系
And thanking God for them.
能够明白到而去为向神去感谢。
Now, John lived in the far west of Ireland.
John 是住在爱尔兰遥远的西边。
He also heard the broadcast from Mr. Armstrong in 1956. when he was 16 years old.
喺1956年，佢16岁嘅时候咧，佢都听到 Armstrong 先生嘅广播。
He lived on a farm with his parents and 5 siblings, a grandmother and a blind uncle.
佢与佢嘅爸爸妈妈、5个兄弟姊妹、嫲嫲同埋一个失明睇唔到嘢嘅叔叔住喺一个农场里边。
This is a farmhouse that he grew up in.
呢个就系佢
in the west of Ireland.
佢成长嘅呢个嘅农场啦，喺爱尔兰嘅西部。
This is the Rogers family.
呢个就系 Roger 嘅家庭。
Can you see who John is?
你睇唔睇到边个系阿 John 啊？Rogers family.
He's on the left.
佢喺左边啊，系嘛？
They were a Protestant family in a Catholic country.
佢哋系一个天主教国家里边嘅基督教嘅家庭啊。
He always wanted to come to England.
John 一直都好想嚟英国。
And he came when he was 21.
佢21岁佢就嚟咗啦。
That age is significant.
呢个嘅年纪系好重要，好有意义。
Because God considers humans to be children until they are over the age of 20.
因为神认为人喺20岁之前都系细蚊仔啊，未系大人啦。
And I know because my mind changed when I was 21.
我自己亦都注意到啦，当我21岁嘅时候，我嘅想法就发生咗变化。
I didn't get in mood so much.
我就唔会再周围喐嚟喐去啊。
I still did, but not as much.
我间中都有，但系冇以前咁多。
We have an overhead here. When the children of Israel refused to go into the promised land, God said that only the children from 20 years and under would go into Canaan.
当以色列人拒绝进入应许之地嘅时候，神说只有20岁及以下嘅孩子才能进入迦南。
Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, so the whole of the adults, from 20 years old and upwards, which have murmured against me.
在民数记14章29节话，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被扫点从20岁以外向我发怨言的人都会灭亡。
I was baptized on the same day as John in 1966.
在1966年我和 John 在同一日受洗。
We didn't know each other until I moved near a church where John attended.
我之前都不认识，直到我搬到在 John 所回的教会附近，我们那时才认识。
There were 66 other people baptized.
当时一起同一日洗一次洗礼的人有66个人受洗。
From all over the country.
从英国各地来的人。
Before baptism, it wasn't easy to be invited to attend the church.
在受洗之前，我们当时的教会是被邀请参加教会礼拜并不是容易的事。
You had to request a visit in your home.
你必须先提出去探访你的请求。
And be approved by the ministry.
并且得到事工部的批准。
And that you had a strong commitment to Christ.
证明你对基督有坚定的委身才可以参加。
Often people had many visits before they were seen to have brought forth fruits of repentance.
人们通常会经历过很多次拜访之后被确认发现了他有结出了悔改的果子。
Then we began our biblical training, study and fasting.
然后呢，我们开始我们的圣经的培训学习啦，禁食啊，同埋信服神的话语。
And submission to the word of God. Mainly in the Old Testament.
主要是旧约的。
All the laws that were possible to keep.
以及所有可能遵守的律法。
We believed in the Father God and the Holy Spirit as the power of God and Jesus, the human Son of God, with his Father's nature and looked after by angels. He was looked after by angels until he was baptized.
当时我们的教会是相信呢，天父是上帝，是神，圣灵是神的力量，耶稣是具有天父本性的儿子，他是人，他受到天使的照顾，直到他受洗为止。
In the early 1980s, John and I began to study the new covenant.
在1980年的初呢，John 和我开始是研究新约。
And we discovered that Jesus was the sign.
我们发现了耶稣就是这个的预兆，征兆。
The sign of Jonah that he gave to the Jews.
就是约拿的这个的神迹，是给犹太人的神迹。
Was that of the resurrection? It was the resurrection.
约拿给犹太人的神迹就是耶稣复活这个神迹。
Not the Sabbath that they accused him of breaking.
不是他们控告耶稣所犯的这个的安息日。
Which was only given to the nation of Israel.
那个只是给以色列人的守的安息日，给以色列国。
When the church we were baptized in began to worship the Trinity.
当我们受洗的教会开始敬拜三位一体的时候，
We started looking for a church that conformed to the Bible.
我们开始寻找符合圣经教导的教会。
We had a friend, Hervé, which some of you know, and some other friends in the church from different parts of the country.
我们有一位的朋友 Hervé, 大家都可能认识他，以及当时教会其他一些被神感动来自全国各地的朋友呢，
Whom God had touched.
是神感动了的。
And we began to look for a church to attend.
我们就开始去找一间我们可以参加的教会。
It took us 14 years of searching.
我们用了总共14年的时间在寻找。
We still attended the church.
我们仍然去那间教会参加的。
But with great sadness.
但是心情是非常之沉重悲伤。
A friend who has since died gave us a book by Sir Anthony Buzzard.
一位现在已经过身的朋友曾经给了一本书，是 Anthony Buzzard 爵士他的书。
John read it during the time we were switching IP providers, so we didn't have internet yet.
John 当时读了这本书，就是那个时候我们是更换我们网络的供应商 IP 的供应商的时候，所以当时还没有网络。
He kept making sounds like,
他一直发出这样的声音，就好像
And I was listening to him.
我是听紧佢讲。
I didn't like the title of the book.
我就唔系好中意嗰本书嘅书名啊。
But when John was at our son's home, that's down near London.
但系当阿 John 喺我哋嘅仔屋企嘅时候，就喺伦敦附近啦。
I had a look at it.
我就有机会睇咗嗰本书。
And from the first paragraph. I knew it was the truth.
從睇咗第一段，我就知道呢個係一個真理，真嘅。
Later, Hervé told me he had found the church we had all been looking for.
後來我的朋友 Hervé 就話俾我聽，佢揾到一間佢一直喺度尋找緊嘅教會。
Yahweh and Jesus Christ will purify and polish us, and we shall shine as the stars of heaven. And that's in Malachi 3:17.
Yahweh 同埋耶穌基督將潔淨擦亮我們，我們將像天上嘅星星一樣發光。
They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts.On the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
在马拉基书三章的十七节这样说，他说万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必怜恤他们，如同人怜恤服侍自己的儿子。
So all these negative things that seem to happen to us,
所以呢所有嘅睇上嚟系唔好嘅嘢，系发生喺我哋身上。
God uses them, and don't say He does them, but He uses them to polish us.
神系用呢啲嘅好似唔好嘅事情去塑造我哋嘅生命。
He considers us his jewels, his jewelry.
佢睇我哋为一啲宝石啊，佢嘅宝石。
And we will shine like the stars in heaven.
我哋将会系发光，好似天上嘅星星一样发光。
Thanks be to the Father for putting me into the body, Jesus' body, and for His patience with me.
我感谢天父将我放入在耶稣的身体，并且感谢他对我的内心的包容忍耐。
I will pray now.
我们祷告。
Gracious Father,
恩慈的天父，
full of grace,
你是充满恩典，
and your son too,
你的儿子耶稣基督都是。
Bless us with your word.
就用你的话语祝福我们。
Open our hearts,
开放我们的心
so that we can absorb it.
以致我们能够是吸收到它。
Plant your seed of eternal life in us.
将你的话语的种子永生的种子放在我们的心里面。
And prepare us for eternity.
是为我们的永恒预备。
Thanks be to God.
感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.